Check it, check, check. 1, 2. Alright. There it is. I don't need, you know, I was gonna do show notes. I don't need show notes. Let's just fucking roll this. God damn it, you people are so fucking. I just. Women. You fucking chicks with your fucking helplessness and your whining and your fucking crying and your wah, 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 wah. Alright, here we go. No, stop, pause. Not you, video. Who you scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way your Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Where the fuck is my water bottle? And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourself. And I'm gonna go find my water bottle. Seeking out and destroying stupid fucking femistatist cunts. Oh, femistatist cunts. Who should be mowed down with the motherfucking machine gun. Of course, that would be too good for them because that would be a quick death. Femistatist cunts. Welcome to the 250th episode of Stating the Obvious. And of course, I've done more than 250 episodes because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Cynical Libertarian Society went on the interwebs in the year 1999. Yeah, bitches. 19 motherfucking 99. That's how long I've been doing this. Go fuck yourselves. Podcasting for 10 fucking years. 11 years in November. Podcasting was podcasting before people even knew what podcasting was. Go fuck yourselves. And of course, my sister podcast, my sister podcast, to Stating the Obvious, Anarchy Moment, and the currently defunct Cult of Personality. So go fuck yourselves. Speaking of people who should go fuck themselves, holy fuck, this morning I just have an unlimited amount of people who should go fuck themselves. This is why I have to stay off the internet. Because I see this shit, and it makes me want to fucking punch people in the face. I don't even know where to start with all of this. Let's just start. Fuck it, let's start with Donald Trump and Meg. Oh, I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, on the Twitterverse at CYNLIBSOC. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. And today is August the 8th, 2015, 250th episode of Stating the Obvious podcast. And you can go fuck yourself. Okay, Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly. All right, first of all, oh my God, where do we even start? So let's just look. We've got this little exchange from them at this debate, where Megyn Kelly is telling Donald, oh, but you don't have a filter, and it has a downside, especially when it comes to women. She's called them dogs, slobs, disgusting animals. I'll have the link to the video. The video will be in the show notes. Notice when Donald Trump makes a joke about Rosie O'Donnell. I'm looking at the audience. Oh, my God, there's this big fat woman in the audience in a green dress. She looks like she's all crying and stuff. But everybody, well, not everybody. Most of the other people are laughing and applauding because they get it. So here's the question. And little fucking whore cunt Megyn Kelly is, no, it's wavy. Okay, let's start here. Why do women not have a sense of humor? Why do women... Well, it's because women don't have intelligence. Intelligence and sense of humor go together with each other. Women don't have a sense of humor because they're constantly looking to be victims, because they're not intelligent enough to have a sense of humor. The reason women don't have a sense of humor is because women cannot distinguish reality from entertainment. The other day, I watched the movie Face Off, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. I hadn't watched it in years. I remembered it as being a pretty good movie, so I watched it again. It was not as good as I remembered, probably because now I was using critical thinking and sitting there going, you know, that wouldn't work, that's not going to happen. What about this? What about that? And so forth and so on. And the reason I was able to do this is because I have a cock, and I have a ball sack, and because I have testosterone in my body, I can do a thing called critical thinking. When I watch a movie, I see the things that are not real, and I go ahead and I suspend my disbelief to a point. I mean, some movies push it beyond your ability to suspend disbelief. But I understand while I am watching a movie, I understand it's not real. And I don't take it seriously. Women, on the other hand, Aaron Clary has talked about this more than once in his videos and in his podcast. Women watch movies, and a chick watches a movie, and some girl goes to college, and she gets a college degree, and she graduates, and she becomes the advisor to the president of the United States, or something like that, right? And women see this stuff, and they can't figure out that that's not real. They think, ooh, it's in a movie, I can do that. Women do not have the ability to understand the difference between entertainment and reality. And because of this, because women take everything so seriously, coupled with the fact that they are constantly looking for victimhood, because again, with women, remember, what with men, what is our source of power? Our source of power is creation. We create things. Right now, I am creating a podcast. I am exercising my raw talents, skills, the greatness. That is I, the great one himself. I am putting my time and my effort and my expertise into creating something where there was nothing. Right now I'm talking into the microphone. The microphone is sending a signal to the computer. The computer is writing little ones and zeros that are going to reproduce the sound of my voice and the sound of the train going by. Then I am going to take these ones and zeros, which are now ordered in an order they were never ordered in before. I am creating a unique ordering of ones and zeros that will never again be reproduced, never existed prior to this moment. I am going to put it on the internet, and then other people will listen to it. I am creating something right now. That is the source of my power. The source of men's power is creation. We create bridges, we create computers, we create automobiles, we create businesses. We also create bad things like wars, government, corporations. But the point is, our power, and power can be good or bad, power can be positive or negative, power can be freeing or oppressive, but we manifest our power in creativity. Hitler created concentration camps. Stalin created lots of dead Polish people, but you notice nobody ever talks about that. We only talk about Hitler because, of course, Hitler. And, of course, the fact that the Jews have a really good propaganda machine, the Polish apparently couldn't afford quite as good as a propaganda machine as the Jews could. Now, where do women get their power? Do women get their power from creation? No, women get their power from victimhood. When a woman wants something, she goes to men to get it. Right? The little cunt, what's her fucking cunt face? The fucking cunt who went to the UN. The Harry Potter cunt with her he for she shit. Right? Here's this stupid little femistatist cunt whining about how women are oppressed and how feminism and she's got to be saved. And what she want to do, and how's she going to do this? Well, we need men to come save us. It's the victim card. We have no power. Look at us. We're victims. Give us stuff. Come save us, men. We need you men to make us equal. Because we're so equal, and we women are so fucking equal that we can't be equal unless you men come along and do shit for us to make us equal. Well, if the men have to come fucking bail your ass out, honey, you're not equal. You're a goddamn fucking femistatist. Cunt. Free birth control, domestic violence, rape culture. Look at every fucking aspect of modern feminism, femistatism as I call it. Look at any fucking femistatist and you will see a woman playing the fucking victim. Same thing with Megyn Kelly in this little exchange. Telling Donald Trump, oh, well, but you're outspoken, but that's not good when it comes to women. She didn't say that's not good when it comes to minorities, not good when it comes to black people, not good when it comes to Jews, not good when it comes to poor people, not good when it comes to homosexuals, not good when it comes to trannies, not good when it comes to Democrats, not good when it comes to neocons, not good when it comes to bunny rabbit. No. Donald Trump's honesty is not good when it comes to women. Right, there's this desperation in all the special interest victim groups. And if I get around to it, there's this other, God, there's so much. There's this video where there's some fucking handicapped bitch who thinks she's a comedian complaining about how handicapped people are so invisible in the workplace and how oppressed they are. And she says handicapped people are the largest minority in the United States. Not making this up. She says that. And I'm like, what in the fuck are you? And there's this constant race to the bottom with all of, basically, again, I've said this before, unless you are a heterosexual white man who works for a living, or one of the 1% of women out there who are competent enough to actually be competent to support yourself, to have common sense, to have intelligence, yada, 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 so forth. Everybody not in one of those two groups, they're all in some victim group, and they're all fucking racing for the bottom. They're all trying to out-victimhood each other. And here we've got Megyn Kelly talking to Donald Trump, fucking spewing her stupid. What the fuck is she doing on Fox News? People who say Fox News is about kissing Republican ass, I'm not saying it isn't. All I'm saying is if Megyn Kelly is what Republicans are looking for, it's no wonder the Republican Party is such a giant fucking joke. Which it is, and if I get around to it in this episode, I'm going to talk about this new term that's come up in the manospherian sphere, as opposed to the non-manospherian sphere, called a cuckservative, which is hilarious, which is, again, the manosphere. There's a lot of good stuff in the manosphere. Here's where the manosphere breaks down. They're all a bunch of goddamn fucking statists. They're no different than the fucking feminist. You got Roosh writing an entire blog post about how the government should make people's decisions for them so they don't make any mistakes. Because, yeah, the government, oh, there's a fucking organization that's never made a fucking mistake in its existence, right? I mean, the government legalized slavery. That wasn't a mistake. Let's see, the government did the Tuskegee experiment. Not a mistake. Government sterilized black people. Not a mistake. Government put Japanese people in concentration camps. Not a mistake. Government made alcohol illegal. Not a mistake. Government war on drugs. Not a mistake. Government Fast and the Furious. Not a mistake. Government selling drugs in South America. Not a mistake. Government the, what do you call it, Cuban Missile Crisis. Not a mistake. No, the government has never made mistakes. Let's have the government make our decisions for us. That right there is a fucking intellectual capacity. Intellectual. That is the intellectual capacity of the fucking leaders of the manosphere. Is let's suck Obama's cock and fill our stomachs with his cum and let him make our decisions for us so we don't make any mistakes. Oh my fucking God. Hey, fucking Roosh, why don't you race to the bottom and play the fucking victim card? Why don't you play your fucking victim card about how the government didn't make your fucking choices for you and you made mistakes? Oh my God, I'm a victim. But the new thing in the manosphere is attacking what they call cuckservatives, which are conservatives that don't meet their standards. And of course, the whole problem here is that the manosphere is putting their faith, their redemption, they are seeking a savior in the Republican Party, which is just as fucking pathetic as all the people who thought Obama was going to be their savior from the Democrat Party. Anyway, let's get back to this cunt, Megyn Kelly. So let me play this video again. Yeah, women's looks. That period picture to see her on her knees. I like a woman on her knees. Yeah. Should. The war on women! Oh, the war on women! Anytime you disagree with, you know, just like if you disagree with a Jew, you're, boom, anti-Semitism, Holocaust denier, Nazi. That's the only thing they've got. When you're arguing with a woman, you ever notice how women actually have? They have no arguments. Their arguments are always rape culture, patriarchy, war on women. Just like, argue with a left-wing statist. You hear the same racist, sexist, homophobia. Go on the Facebook, find one of your friends who gets in a political argument with somebody. Look at the fucking left-wing statist. You will see they have nothing other than racist, sexist, homophobic. Rape culture, patriarchy, war on women. Holocaust, anti-Semitic, Nazi. All of these special interest groups, all of these fucking victim card carrying cocksucking fuckers out there, they all have their little trilogy of mythology. And that's the answer to everything. The war, Donald, how are you going to answer Hillary Clinton when she says you're part of the war on women? Who gives a fuck? Who the fuck is Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton is a woman who can't even keep her husband satisfied. He's going around the country right now getting blowjobs from 20-year-old girls. Hillary Clinton just... Bill Clinton, look at pictures of Bill Clinton. He looks so fucking happy. Look at Hillary Clinton. That woman hasn't smiled in years. She is a dried-up fucking douchebag piece of shit feminist cunt who hasn't had a happy moment in her life for years, nor has she told the truth about anything in years. Her husband's running around fucking every college bimbo he can get his cock into.
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct.
Then Trump calls it. He says the big problem this country has is being politically correct. Yeah, and again, did I ever finish my explanation for why women... So women can't distinguish fantasy from reality. They're not intelligent. Therefore, they don't have a sense of humor. And so this is why women are constantly fucking offended by everything. And thus, yes, the political correctness. When Donald Trump says we have a political correctness problem, he's absolutely right. We have this political correctness problem. It's like the William F. Buckley quote. Liberals say they want to talk to other people about diverse ideas and perspectives and worldviews or whatever, but then liberals are always shocked when they find out somebody else has a different point of view. You fucking left-wing, right-wing, all statists. I'm fucking tired of even differentiating left-wing statists from right-wing statists. Again, I know you fucking moron statists in the manosphere. I know you're so fucking convinced that there's this vast difference between Republicans and Democrats, and holy shit, if we just elect a Republican, we can solve everything. I know you've got that fucking fan. I know people like Roosh and Matt Forney and Davis Arini. I know you guys sit around at night fucking sticking dildos up your assholes and masturbating yourself for the thoughts of a Republican president. But a Republican president is not your fucking messiah. A Republican president is not gonna fucking save you. You've gotta fucking man up and save your fucking selves. Okay? You gotta stop being giant fucking cunt-laden fucking right-wing statist fucking conservative making fun of Republican ass-kissing faggots. You've gotta grow the fuck up. You gotta get out of your mom's basement. Okay? You gotta fucking understand statism is not the fucking answer. And that's where the manosphere, despite all the good shit that's going on, you guys still can't fucking pull your pants up and fucking act like adults. Because you still need the government to wipe your little booty for you. And until you get that Republican in office who's going to save you, you're just going to keep on being a whiny. I'm so afraid the girls are making fun of me on the internet. I ain't sparing nobody's fucking feelings today. Nobody. I'm not going to say a nice thing about anyone today. I feel that, except maybe Donald Trump. All right, anyway, so Donald Trump says we have too much political correctness. The audience likes it because it's true. There it is. And he's been challenged. He doesn't have time. And same here. I do not have time. I just don't. As I get older, and we all get older every day, man, my fucking tolerance for bullshit, it is plummeting. It is absolutely fucking plummeting. I am on a regular basis removing more and more people from my life. I am ignoring more and more idiots on the internet, which actually I'm almost at the point where it would be impossible for me to less ignore idiots on the internet because I'm pretty much completely ignoring idiots on the internet. It's wonderful how nice life is without going on Facebook and reading stupid shit from ignorant people. Yeah, get a life. All right, anyway.
And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble.
This country is in big trouble.
We lose to China.
Whatever.
We lose to everybody.
I'm not too worried about the losing to China part. China owns us.
It's kidding. We have a good time.
Right, so here it is. So here Trump's pointing out, no, look, maybe I'm kidding, I'm having a good time. And see, women can't grasp this, because this goes back to where we started. Women cannot differentiate entertainment from reality. Has Donald Trump probably said some disparaging things about women? Probably so. But again, why is it that we can say as much hatred and insult and what's the fucking word I'm looking for? Why is it we can fucking attack? Well, we already know the answer. Why can we attack why can we attack heterosexual white men who work for a living as much as we want? Why can we call them names? Why can we make fun of them? Why can we insult them? Why can we degrade them? Well, because they're the ones who do the actual work. Anybody else, God forbid, you fucking make a joke about a fucking woman, right? It's just a femistatist just come unhinged. Make a fucking Holocaust joke, the Jews fucking come unhinged. Make a fucking black joke, black people come unhinged. But you make jokes about heterosexual white men who have jobs? Totally fucking okay. And then, of course, all of you victim groups claim you're equal to me. We've been down this road before, as I've explained. If there's anything about you I can't make fun of, if there are any words I can't say to you or about you, if there are any restrictions placed upon me about what I can say to or about you, you are not my equal. You're not. Because there are no restrictions on anyone about what they can say about me. I'm a heterosexual white man who works for a living, and I'm an anarcho-capitalist. I can be called racist, sexist, homophobic, patriarchy, Nazi, anti-Semitic, child molester, misogynist. I can be accused of anything and everything. Women can accuse me of rape with no fucking evidence. I mean, there's no limit, absolutely no limit on the insults or accusations or jokes that can be made about me. And therefore, if there is any limit on the insults, jokes, or accusations I can make at you, you are not my fucking equal. And when Megyn Kelly sits here and pulls this war on women and you're offensive, go fuck yourself, honey. Go fuck yourself. When Donald said, and honestly, Megyn, if you don't like it, I was thinking to myself, please, Donald, please, tell her to go fuck herself. Please tell her to go fuck herself. But he didn't. See, and that's the thing. And this, see, Donald, you should be nasty back to her. Because, as Stefan Molyneux says, and I think this is the absolute truth. I've said something very similar to this in the past, worded differently, but the same concept. When you first meet somebody, you treat them the best that you can, and after that, you treat them the way they deserve to be treated. And I am 100% on board with that. And that would have been me up there instead of Donald Trump. As soon as Megyn Kelly started throwing this fucking femistatist war on women shit at me, I would have ripped the cunt a new asshole.
We need strength. We need energy.
Strength, energy, quickness, and brains. So Trump says we need strength, energy, quickness, and brains. See, and this is the problem. Those are all masculine traits. Strength, energy, quickness, intelligence. Those are all things that you will see the most manifested in our present-day society among red pill men, such as those in the manosphere, right? I said I wasn't going to say anything nice about anybody today, but now I might actually accidentally do it. Right, I just finished ripping the manospherian faggots a new asshole for all their whining about how they need a Republican to be their fucking messiah. But still, out of everyone in our society, when you look at people like Roosh, Forney, Aruni, these are the people who, I mean, out of anyone out there that I would look to for wisdom, guidance, leadership, even though they're wrong about some things, it would be these people, because they're the only ones who aren't sitting around playing a fucking victim card. And we're not going to get strength and intelligence and quickness and the things Trump's talking about. We're not going to get that from some fucking femistatist leadership, which is, we're about to have Hillary Clinton as president for 8 years, so you can fucking give that up. That I can tell you right now. And he also should have told her to go fuck herself, but he didn't. So there was that. Now here we go. Let's see, do I need to read any of this? Don't give a shit. Where's the thing I want to see? Donald. Oh, so here's an article over here at, what the fuck is this? Politico.com. This is titled Donald Trump's War on Megyn Kelly. Again, so the cunt is sitting there. She accuses him of hating women and being a misogynist and all this other shit. He defends himself. So now he's making a war on Megyn Kelly. Again, do you see the fucking thing? Women want to be able to ask questions, but they don't want to have anything tossed back at them. Women want to be able to, I know, not all women are like that. Fuck yourself. Right? Women, statist in general, femistatist, want to be able to attack other people, but God forbid they be attacked in return. You know, femistatists want to be able to attack Donald Trump, but Donald Trump should not be allowed to defend himself. Donald Trump is once again pushing the limit, bringing Megyn Kelly's anatomy into a feud that has already opened him to charges of sexism, and the risk of losing support among the Fox News anchor's rabid following. Now, why does Megyn Kelly have a rabid following? Do you think it's for her strength and her quickness, her energy and her intelligence? Or do you think it's because there's a lot of Republicans out there who are just really desperate to have sex with a woman, and they see Megyn Kelly on TV, and she's not completely unattractive. She's not that attractive, guys. I've been looking at Megyn Kelly lately because of this. I'm looking at her video. She's not that good looking. Now, when you Photoshop her, she looks better, but she's not that good looking, guys. People are only watch her on television because they want to have sex with her. Can we fucking be honest? Well, no, of course we can't be honest, because that's patriarchy. I'm scanning this real quick to see if there's anything I want to talk about on this article. Then there's Governor John Kasich tweeted a statement. I'm on Twitter, saying everyone deserves respect and dignity whether they agree with you or not. You don't tear people down just because they disagree with you or stand up to you or question you. Now, this guy is saying this supporting Megyn Kelly. Now, first of all, again, this is just bullshit. Everyone deserves respect and dignity. Really? Even Adolf Hitler? What about that kid who was mind-controlled by the Confederate flag and killed those black people? Does he deserve to be treated with respect and dignity? Why, what about Roosh, who is currently being attacked like crazy by the femistatist up in Canada who tried to get him banned from coming into the country? So everybody deserves to be treated with respect and dignity? Really? Do you fucking femistatist, left-wing statist, cunt faggots really fucking believe that? I don't think you do. I don't think you believe that for a fucking moment. Everyone deserves respect and dignity whether they agree with you or not. Okay, well, so what he's trying to say here is Megyn Kelly deserves respect and dignity. What about Donald Trump? When Megyn Kelly is sitting here telling him he's part of the war on women, where was her respect and dignity for him? You don't tear people down just because they disagree with you or stand up to you or question you. Okay, so Donald Trump disagreed with her. He stood up to her. And to an extent, he questioned her. And yet, I noticed that the fucking Megyn Kelly cunt and this idiot, John Kasich, and the entire fucking internet are all attacking Donald Trump and trying to tear him down. Well, why aren't you people treating him with respect and dignity that everyone deserves? Oh, that's right! Donald Trump is a heterosexual white man who actually fucking works for a living. Oh, he's excluded from that. Let's see, what's this? And try to her. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. Here's what I'm looking for. All right. Donald Trump has been officially banned from one of the biggest gatherings of conservative activists after implying he received hostile questions during the first Republican presidential debate on television because the moderator was menstruating. Right? So again, now, we as a society, see, we can make fun of heterosexual white men for having small penises all fucking day long, right? You can make fun of men and small penises till the fucking cows come home. I am right now in the middle of the South Park episode about anger, where Cartman is angry because he has a small penis, and he's in anger management with other people who have small penises, one of whom is, of course, a member of the Tea Party, because we know that the reason the people in the Tea Party are upset is because they have small penises. And as much as I love South Park and respect them for not ever, and I mean I do, I respect them for never pulling punches, making fun of everyone, it would have been nice if, in addition to the Tea Party member, they had an Operation Wall Street person in there with a small penis, but it's fine, you can't have everything. But we can endlessly make fun of men for having small penises. I do it all the time. Somebody drives by in their pickup with a loud ass muffler, or the fucking Harley riders, right? You fucking small penis motherfuckers. Why do you drive a big old fucking loud Harley? Everybody knows it's because you have a small dick. We can all make fun of men for having small dicks. I do it. You do it. We all totally okay. But you say anything about the fact that every month a woman fucking bleeds out of her cunt, oh my God, you're a misogynist. You hate women. Because women, see, they're a victim group. They're equal to us, and they're strong and independent, but oh, they're so fragile. And if you make a joke about menstruation, oh my God, they're gonna melt because they're made of sugar. Small penis jokes, totally okay. Menstruation jokes, off limits. But women are equal to men. Women are not only equal, but anything a man can do, a woman can do better. Because women are strong and independent. You're not, okay? You're not. Trump was uninvited from the Red State Gathering on Friday after saying that Megyn Kelly, quote, had blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever, unquote. Yeah, and then I'll try to remember to post a link to this. This is over on the Doctor of Common Sense's blog, Whatever Happened to Common Sense. E.T. Williams, a Doctor of Common Sense. A Doctor of Common Sense did some videos. I'm always behind. You guys know I'm always months behind. The Secret Service came to visit him because of his videos. So there's your freedom. There's your freedom of speech. There's your fucking freedom of speech. The Secret Service came to visit him to find out if he was going to kill the President of the United States. All right, that may have been an exact. They came to visit him to find out if he was dangerous to the President of the United States. Maybe I should phrase it that way. The only reason the Secret Service hasn't come to visit me is because they already know about me. For those of you who may be new to the podcast and think I'm exaggerating, let me just fill you in on this one bit of history. You are listening to the voice of a person who, at one time, I assume, I haven't actually checked, I assume my clearance is now inactive. I, at one point, had clearance from the federal government, your Messiah, Hussein Obama. I, one time, had clearance to possess and transport biological weapons. Yes, that's right. I could have in my hand a vial of weaponized bubonic plague, walk down the street with it, and if somebody stopped me and said, "Is that a vial of weaponized bubonic plague?" I would say, "Yes, it is. This is my name. Check me out." And they would type my name in the computer and go to Washington, D.C. It would come back and say, "Yes, this person can have weaponized bubonic plague in his possession." And they would say to me, "Thank you very much. Have a nice day." And I would say, "You too." And I would keep walking. Okay, the federal government knows I exist. That's why they haven't sent Secret Service to my place yet. They know who the fuck I am. What's hilarious is that they actually gave me this clearance. I didn't expect it to go through, but there it was. Again, that's your government making wise decisions. See, this is why Roosh wants the government to make his decisions for him, because he's not smart enough to make his own decisions. So if only Obama would make his decisions for him, everything would be okay. Your government, your Messiah, your fucking saviors, me, gave me access to biological weapons. Ooh, there's a good choice, huh? Yeah! So the government knows who I am. Go fuck yourself. All right, yeah, Trump, yeah, the blood was coming out. Yeah, we know that. Eric Erickson, organizer of the event and major conservative activist, he tweeted last night. Why everybody gets their news from Twitter now? I have rescinded my invitation to Mr. Trump. While I have tried to give him a great latitude, his remark about Megyn Kelly was a bridge too far. Oh, I'm going to white knight. I'm going to come in and save Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly is this world famous news anchor on Fox News who makes shit tons of money, but I'm going to jump in and try to save her. Right, the fucking white knighting. And this is actually what the Manispherians who make fun of conservatives, this is part of what they're making fun of, is this guy's supposed to be a Republican and a conservative and yada yada. And what happens? Donald Trump hurts little Megyn Kelly's feelings. He whoopee-boo-boo. He made a menstruation joke. Whoop-boop-boop-boo. And the white knights just come flying to Megyn Kelly's rescue because, oh, she can't defend herself, can she? Oh, wait, I thought women were equal. I thought women were so motherfucking smart. I thought women were so goddamn intelligent. I thought Megyn Kelly was strong and independent. Well, why does she need Eric Erickson to fucking defend her? Oh, because she's a fucking whore. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Bridge too far. Erickson amplified why he disinvited Trump. Quote, there are even lines blunt talkers and unprofessional politicians should not cross. Decency is one of those lines. Again, what was undecent? Donald Trump said nothing. Again, it's a menstruation joke. Small penis jokes, totally okay. Right? Not a fucking problem. But again, there's this different set of standards for the fucking women. And this is why, as women are not equal. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. This is why women, with some exceptions, women should not be in the workplace. Because they're not equal. We have to stop fucking pretending that women are equal. When you can make small dick jokes all day long, but you can't make menstruation jokes, women are not equal. They're not equal. Women are 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 not equal. Shut the fuck up. Women are not equal. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. And then to the Guardian, this is the first time that a significant figure in the conservative movement has stood up to Trump and it's cost him anything. I'm assuming they're talking about Megyn Kelly? I was trying to figure that out. Who is the key figure? Trump used Twitter to declare he's Megyn Kelly. So are they trying to say that Megyn Kelly is a significant figure in the conservative movement? Is the first time in its... Yeah, whatever. I expect... Or maybe they're talking about Eric. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Look, not that I'm going to vote, but... All right, here's the thing. If it's not going to happen, if Donald Trump actually made it, if it was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton... I would break down and vote for Donald Trump just because, you know, again, voting, it's enslaving other people, it's immoral, yada, yada, all the standard anarcho-capitalist shit, all right? Yes. And yes, when you vote, you're giving your approval, yeah, 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 all the standard anarcho-capitalist arguments for why you should not vote. Okay. Whether you vote or not, in 2016, we're still going to get another fucking president of the United States. It's still going to happen. There's going to be some cocksucking piece of shit living in the White House, fucking everything up for everybody. I would rather it be Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton. As I've said before, I would always rather it be a Republican than a Democrat, only because when there's a Republican president, the media actually comes out of their coma and pays attention to what the president is doing. Again, imagine if a Republican bombed 7 countries in 6 years. Imagine if a Republican killed a bunch of people going to a wedding with a flying robot. Imagine if a Republican did this stuff, the fucking outrage the media would be shoving down our throats. When of course, the Hussein Obama, the Messiah, the Lord and Savior himself, the second coming of Jesus, and the first affirmative action president, who's also half white, when he does those things, not a word is heard. blah, 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 blah. Somebody, who's this cunt? Former Hewlett-Packard, okay, so, I love when people, she's the former Hewlett-Packard CEO, Carly Fiona. Okay, she's former. Shane, why are you identifying yourself by your former job? Oh, that's right, because women have no identities of their own to identify themselves by. She tweeted on Friday night, Mr. Trump, their period is period, no period excuse, period. She forgot to add, wow, just wow. All right, anyway, on Saturday, applauses. Some other faggot, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said that, yeah, he's at a, applauded Eric for knocking Trump out of the debate. Who gives a shit? Controversial remarks, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, John McCain is not a, oh yeah, because Trump said John McCain's not a war hero. Well, he's not. I mean, he got captured. Getting captured is not what heroes do. Heroes are people who avoid getting captured. I'm pretty sure I made that point back when McCain was running for president. I was in the military. I was in the infantry. They taught us to not get captured. That was the whole fucking concept. It's the whole Patton thing. Your job is General Patton. Your job is not to die for your country. Your job is to make the other son of a bitch die for his country. It's like, you're not supposed to get captured. You could capture the other guys. That's okay. But you're not supposed to get captured. Fucking morons. Erickson thought, blah, blah, blah. Trump has disqualified himself. No, if anything, he's qualified himself. All right. Anyway, there we got that. Poor little fucking Megyn Kelly. She's so fucking oppressed with, you know, all of her money and all the people who want to have sex with her because she's on TV and they're desperate and they have small penises and they can't get real women. Again, look at, oh, look, small penis joke, and yet all the cisgendered white men are totally okay. You don't see any of us on Twitter crying about small penis jokes. Speaking of cisgendered white men, the California Green Party is attracting controversy after posting an image on its official Instagram page which promotes free slaps to be metered out to straight white men. Now, can you imagine if I set up a booth and I said that I would give out free slaps to feminists? Oh, the fucking outrage. It's just like the YouTube video with these homosexual men talking about having sex with 12-year-old boys. Are the police looking for any of these men? No, of course not. If you put a video of a heterosexual white man with a job on YouTube and he says he had sex with a 12-year-old boy, the cops would come for him. But you see, there's a different set of standards. Again, if there's a different set of standards for how the government treats you than how the government treats me, you're not my equal. You're not my equal. The photo shows two white women sat behind a table in which is covered with a banner that reads, quote, finally, free slaps for cisgendered, straight-identified white men. The image is supposedly designed to draw attention to rape culture, a perennial obsession for feminists and liberals that has been debunked. Blah, blah, blah. The post attracted numerous irate comments, including one from a woman who remarked, quote, why is it just cis, white, straight males? How is this not offensive? Are they the only ones raping? I'm a rape survivor and I hate this. Quote, this is another one, quote, my rapist weren't just white, straight, cis males. No, this is actually the same person, she added. The person who molested me as a child was a woman. The guy who raped me when I was 19 was black. Another individual said, quote, I thought this only existed on Tumblr. I fully support the Green Party, but someone needs to bitch slap these people. And another person wrote, quote, this would be a human rights violation if any other group mentioned, unquote. That's true. Again, can you imagine, like, free slaps for Jews, free slaps for Holocaust survivors, free slaps for welfare mothers, free slaps for transsexuals, free slaps for homosexual men who are on YouTube in videos admitting they had sex for 12-year-old boys. Imagine any of those. See how far that shit would fly. Again, see, you're not my equal. You're not my equal. Women are not equal. Other than waitresses, nurses, secretaries, women should not be in the workplace. When women are in the workplace, women should be paid less money than men. Women get welfare, they get WIC, they get food stamps. When men take them on dates, men have to buy everything. When they get married, they get access to all the man's money. When they get divorced, they get 50% of everything he has. They get ladies' night, they get fucking free birth control, they get fucking all kinds of discounts, they get their motherfucking tax write-offs for having children. Women should be paid less money because money is taken from the government, taken by the government, from, say it with me, heterosexual white men who work for a living and transferred to the women. Women are not equal. The fact that these fucking femistatist cunts can sit out there with their fucking sign that says free slaps for cisgendered white men, and everybody just, oh, it's so wonderful, oh, they're so strong and empowered. But yet, Donald Trump makes a menstruation joke, oh, he's Satan. He's so dangerous and misogynist. Women are not equal. Women should not be treated equally. Women should not be given the same levels of respect that men receive, specifically heterosexual white men who work for a living. Is that racist, sexist, homophobic? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Because none of you other victim groups, you're not equal to us either. If you're a victim group, you're not equal. Okay? By definition, you cannot be a victim group and be equal. If you want to be equal, now, can you be a woman and be equal? Yeah. Can you be homosexual and be equal? Yeah. Can you be black and be equal? Yeah. Can you be a Jew and be equal? Yeah. But you have to distance yourself from the fucking victimhood. You have to distance yourself from the victim group. You have to stop fucking using violence and the threat of violence to manipulate other people into doing what you want. You have to fucking grow up, take responsibility and accountability for your own actions. You have to learn to distinguish entertainment from reality. You have to learn how to take a joke. You have to learn how to be a decent fucking human being who provides for yourself and who can exist as an interdependent person in a society. You have to learn how to exist in a symbiotic relationship with other people who create, which means you too have to create. You can be equal, but to do that, you have to reject being a parasite and being a victim. And if you can't reject parasitism and victimhood, guess what? You can go fuck yourself.